On the third Friday of every month in Boulder, there's a meeting organised by the Interface Group, and it invites speakers on a variety of different topics to come and present. And this coming Friday, December 16th, the chosen guest is Abraham Nussbaum. Abraham is an associate professor of psychiatry at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. He's also the chief education officer for Denver Health, and he is the author of a book that was featured this year on the Radio Book Club. That book is The Finest Traditions of My Calling, One Physician's Search for the Renewal of Medicine. And the renewal of medicine is the topic he'll be discussing this Friday in Boulder. The title of his talk is From Checklists to Dance Lessons, Moving Healthcare from Reform to Renewal.
Checklists and dance lessons are two separate ways of organizing people and their interactions with each other. And checklists are really designed out of the industrial engineering movement, particularly out of the airplane industry, and this idea that one of the ways that we prevent error and seek excellence is by having strict instructions that are laid out. And we're going to draw a contrast between that way of organizing people and making improvement versus something like dance lessons, which is a much more organic and interactive response that depends upon the two or more people involved in the dance.
When you talk there about dance lessons, there are two or more people. I mean, it really is that issue of having a partner and that the two people are in sync. If we apply that to healthcare, does that mean that the patient needs to be in partnership with the doctor and really changing that fundamental relationship where instead of it being a top down, it really is an equal partnership?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that there's a lot of evidence that forming partnerships is how people get better, particularly with chronic illnesses, right? People get better by forming a relationship, working that relationship in pursuit of health they couldn't achieve on their own. In the same way that, you know, when you hire a coach, either to teach you dance lessons or to teach you some sort of a physical exercise, you only want a coach who can teach you something you couldn't learn on your own. The same is true with a physician. You should only go to a physician who will form a relationship with you and help you achieve health you couldn't get on your own.
But if we look at how healthcare is currently designed right now, it's this massive system. I mean, it seems that it's hard to have that one-on-one relationship with a doctor and plan out your healthcare when you've got insurance, health insurance companies really dictating what they'll cover, when you've got, you know, major institutions and various different systems in which the doctor has to operate. So is this a realistic pathway that we can get to this area where we're really more in partnership with our healthcare providers?
You know, I would tell you, Maeve, I'm an optimist and a student of history, and things change pretty quickly in healthcare. And while there are certainly a lot of trends that point in that direction, part of what we're going to talk about in this talk on Friday is how very recent this move to checklists is. And it started with a small group of people who became committed to an idea and then figured out a way to put it into practice. I believe that similarly we could go back to a different system where we did something more humane and more focused on the physician-patient relationship. It won't be easy, but certainly the history is full of examples of change motivated by people working together.
When we talk about healthcare reform, we very often focus on what the impact is on the current healthcare system, on the patient, and there's often a narrative of how it's failing patients individually and, you know, entire populations. But I know that you as a doctor are also concerned about the impact on the healthcare practitioners themselves, and there are alarming statistics coming out about how high suicide rates in medical professionals. And so is that because of the healthcare system that we have and maybe that lack of interpersonal relationship?
Yeah, certainly there is really startling statistics about that. So in general, for most people, when you get an advanced degree, it protects you from burnout and increases your satisfaction. The only exception to that rule is a medical degree, which actually makes your burnout much worse. And your rates of depression and suicide, particularly for female physicians, are startlingly high. About half of physicians report symptoms of depression. In a recent study, 20% of all medical students reported symptoms of depression. So and even during residency, about a third to a half, depending upon the survey, show signs of depression. So what becomes clear is that the longer you're in the system as a practitioner, the more you run the risk of depression, burnout, and even suicide. So I would tell you that I think that there are ways to do that better, and that's a little bit of what we'll try to touch on Friday.
That's Dr. Abraham Nussbaum, who's a psychiatrist with Denver Health and author of The Finest Traditions of My Calling, When Physicians Search for the Renewal of Medicine. That was actually a featured book this year on the Radio Book Club. Find out more at news.kgnu.org. Dr. Nussbaum will be presenting as part of the monthly Interface series that happens on the third Friday of every month at 7:30 a.m. at the Naropa North Boulder campus on 30th, and you can find out more at interfaceboulder.org.